From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elias.
And here we go with another Monday. And just think, in a few days, you're all going to get to baste your birds.
Who gives a rat's ass?
From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, brace yourselves for another action-packed adventure.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. The Sweet 16 of Radio Wars is all set. Is your hometown classic rocker one of them? Stay with me and find out. Smile, or you could find a target on your back. Producer Fleabag says he's got a guaranteed music stump that will clear his debt of $5,000. Is he right? We're going to find out. There's one commercial that's really bugging the hell out of me, and I'm sure it does you too. We're going to chat about it. And there are 7 types of women all men should stay away from. Guys, are you dating one now? Another round of head trauma is on the way. The mystery voice is coming up. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including I saw it on the X. That's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, November 17th. Thanks for starting your week off with us. Now, how was your weekend? Did you have a good one? It was really wet here in Southern California. We got 3-4 inches of rain, something like that. So I just kind of huddled here at the Mojo Manor, fired up the fireplace, and watched sports and movies all weekend, including Season 2, Episode 1 of Landman. It's back for Season 2. What a damn good show. Billy Bob Thornton, Demi Moore, and now Sam Elliott has joined the cast. Tulsa King is down to its final episode 2 this season. Next week, we'll get a finale on that one. But could it be the last of Tulsa King? I mean, Stallone's going to be almost 80 years old. How much gas does he have left in the tank, for crying out loud? I guess we'll have that answer next week on Tulsa King. FYI, this is the last week for the Rat's Ass Podcast before we take a break for Thanksgiving. We'll be back December 1st, slinging mud again. No News November will be history, and I'm saving up a lot of good mud for you. A lot of good mud for the final episodes of 2025. All right, let's get into the wrap here. Since the beginning of June, we've been doing a deep dive to find the best classic rock radio station in America with Radio Wars. Now, we took the top 64 rated stations and the top 75 markets to do a March Madness-type tournament. We're down to the Sweet 16, and as promised, here they are in no particular order. Maybe one of these stations is your hometown rocker. KLOS, Los Angeles, that's my hometown rocker. WRFX, Charlotte. WDRV in Chicago. WARO, Fort Myers. KSAN in San Francisco. KSHE in St. Louis. WPYX in Albany. KTKX in San Antonio. WTUE, Dayton. WAFX in Norfolk. KSLX in Phoenix. KXPT in Las Vegas, WCMF in Rochester, WOFX in Cincinnati, KRFX Denver, and WLVQ in Columbus. My God, I haven't done call letters like that in 3 years. I'm tired. That was tiresome. All right, you can follow the action on the ratsasspodcast.com on the blog. New battles will now happen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because by the end of the year, I believe it's December 22nd, we will have the winner of Radio Wars. All right, did you see where Target Stores is requiring its employees to smile at customers if they're 10 feet away and greet them if they're just 4 feet away? Now, how bad have we become as a society when companies have to mandate such behavior out of its employees? Folks, this is simple common courtesy when you're employed in any type of retail environment. It's called customer service. Have you heard of it? Now, if you do work in retail and you're not doing this, I don't care who you work for. Please, please start. All right, if you're a regular listener to the Rat's Ass Podcast, then you know my producer Fleabag has been trying to stump me with TikTok music trivia. And so far, I've guessed 50 questions in a row correctly. And he owes me about $5,000. Today, he says he's got one guaranteed to end me. His words, end me. If I miss Fleabag's debt is completely paid in full. But he's got a gambling problem I'm trying to help him with, folks. So I'm trying to get as much money out of him as I humanly possible. Okay, so he says he's going to end it today. Now, if I miss, Fleabag's debt is paid in full. So are you ready, Fleabody? Are you ready to go? Okay, I'm ready. Hit me with it. Let's do it.
90s hip-hop trivia.
Oh, hip-hop.
Only a true fan will get 10 right.
Wonderful.
Which artist released the 1998 hit Intergalactic?
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
Oh, I'm going to sweat this one.
Who released the rap album 6 Feet Deep in 1994?
Gravediggers.
Gravediggers.
Yes.
Which 98 single by Jurassic 5 reflects on youth and growing up?
Oh, that's Concrete Schoolyard.
Concrete Schoolyard.
Bingo.
Who sang the lyrics, "It's bigger than hip hop," in 99?
Dead Prez?
Dead Prez.
Ooh, nailed it.
Twins, Deep Cover 98, was a collaboration between Big Pun and which other rapper?
Oh, that's Fat Joe.
Fat Joe.
Loves me some Fat Joe.
What was the title of Big L's debut studio album released in 1995?
Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous.
Yes. When I Be on the Mic was released in 1999 by which legendary MC?
Easy. Rakim.
Rakim.
That's 7 for 7, big boy.
Which hip-hop duo released the 99 song Full Clip?
Gangstar, I think.
Gangstar.
Yes.
Ready for your last two questions?
I am.
Comment your score and follow for more fun quizzes.
Fleabag's not.
Runnin' was a 95 hit by which alternative hip-hop group?
Far Side.
The Far Side.
Yes.
Who was singing Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangsta in 1992?
Oh, yeah, Ghetto Boys. Sing it in the shower all the time.
Ghetto Boys.
try again, Fleavis. Try again. Yeah, you thought you had me with the hip-hop. I've told you a million times. Doo-wop to hip-hop, you're not going to stump me. All right, now here's the deal. The dollar amount stays the same. $5,000. I'm giving Fleabag 100 questions to stump me. He's got 40 more to go to clear his debt. We'll do this again probably when we come back from Thanksgiving, though. Yeah, let's wait until then. All right, there is a commercial on TV called Gravité, spelled like gravity, but it's pronounced Gravité, and it's a cologne for men. Now, in the ad, they blindfold four women. They have a sharp-dressed man who walks around them attempting to arouse their senses by his manly Gravité odor. Have you seen this commercial? Does it drive you nuts? Now, I don't know who writes these ads, but no manly man is going to buy cologne based on how these ads are worded. Okay, one line says, oh, if he smells this good, he's got my attention. I'm thinking, like, well, what makes you so special that a man would want to get your attention? I mean, as the great philosopher Rodney Dangerfield once said, these girls are two baggers. That's when you put a bag over your head in case the bag over her head breaks. Now, another line is, a gentleman saves himself for marriage. Now, what kind of bullshit is this? Are they trying to say it's okay for women to bang around trying out dick after dick until she finds the right size to settle down with? Slut! But that guy has to be a virgin? The right guy must have never done it before? Trying to flip it still, are you? Huh? Trying to do the woke thing. Well, trust me, no man equipped with a rod, bait, and tackle wants to fish in that pond. There are some stupid-ass ads for Gravité out there. All right, that brings me to the seven types of women men should stay away from, if you know what's good for you, fellas. And you might be dating one of these now, so it should send up a red flag. Okay, number one, you know you should never date your ex again. The reason you broke up in the first place still exists. Number two, your friend's ex. It's guy code. Number three, the party girls. The ones that have that night out every week to go out with the girlfriends. That's to go out and advertise to see if they can get a bigger, better deal. That's what that's all about. Number four, we've talked about this endlessly on the podcast. You never date your coworkers for obvious reasons. Somebody's going to lose a job if you break up. Number five, single moms, because you're never going to be first. The kids always come first. You'll never be number one in her heart, number one on her scorecard. You'll always be number two. And you know what number two is, right? Attention seekers. The ones who have to put everything on social media. They want to advertise their relationships, their lifestyle, everything. The attention seekers, those are bad. And number seven, girls with male friends. As all guys know, the male friend is just waiting for that weak moment where he can give her a little who's your daddy action. And I'm going to add a number 8 here. Women who like men that wear gravité.
If you're not into sports, this is the time to go take a squirt.
Yes.
Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
All right, how about that damn game last night between Detroit and Philadelphia? I'm starting to sour on the Lions. They're just not as sharp as they were last season. Philly, on the other hand, man, they look like they want to repeat in the worst way. So far this week, I am 9-5 picking winners and losers. Chicago and Denver winning on last-second field goals sucked ass. But it happens. I did hit my pick 'em 4, though. That puts me at 32-12 picking the money games. We're at 73%. Now, on Monday Night Football tonight, we got Dallas and Las Vegas. And I'm going to walk out on a limb here, and I'm taking the Raiders coming out of a bye week at home. Yeah, I could be deranged here. Alabama got beat by Oklahoma and dropped out of the top 5. But it was Mississippi, not Oregon, who got the nod to replace the Crimson Tide. Ohio State remains number 1. Indiana's number 2. Texas A&M, who almost got beat by South Carolina, stays at number 3. I think that was a trap game for them because they got Texas coming up. Georgia's number 4 and Ole Miss at number 5. That's your college rankings after this weekend's action. All right, the word on the street is LeBron James is about ready to make his debut for the Lakers soon. Last week he played in the G League and passed all the protocols. His back's doing real well. Now, he's expected to practice this week with the Lakers, and my guess is he'll be back when the Lakers open a 4-game homestand against the Clippers on November 25th, right before Turkey Day. He'll have 66 games left in the season. I doubt he plays back-to-back nights, so I think there's 6 back-to-backs left this season. So that's about 60 games they're going to have LeBron. That averages out to be about $833,000 per game. All right, check in the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Brian M. from Phoenix, Arizona said, if you were the general manager of the Suns, who would you trade to Dallas to get Anthony Davis? Well, let me ask you this, Brian. Am I trying to get fired? Cameron Q, Denver, Colorado. The Broncos are 9-2. What do you think their chances of getting to the Super Bowl are? I think Denver's close, but I still like New England, Buffalo, and Indianapolis just a little bit better. But man, they're good at winning those close games at the end. And that's sports for you today on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, let's get into the mystery voice today. Let's see how good you are. Listen close and tell me who you think this actor is.
I don't want to be this character anymore.
All right, listen close. I'll play it for you one more time.
I don't want to be this character anymore.
All right, think about it, and we'll have the answer for you coming up.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Oh, yeah, let's do this. Let's see what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast X feed. Laura Bell posted this one. A man arrives at home early from work and catches his wife in bed with another man. Would you A, leave, B, shoot him, C, punch him, or D, stab him? Okay, so I went through and took the first 100 answers on this because, you know, they're all going to average out to be the same. So we did 100. 25% said they would leave. 40% said they would shoot him. 25% said they would punch him. And only 10% said they would stab him. And they're all wrong. There's only one answer to this. That's the correct answer. First you punch him, then you stab him, then you shoot him, and then you leave. Am I right or am I right?
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, Denise Richards, who I last remember seeing in a film called Wild Things, is now 53 years old and going through another divorce. The first one from Charlie Sheen, and now this one, Aaron Pfeiffer's. And she has filed in July for divorce and was granted a restraining order, too, that requires Pfeiffer's to stay 100 yards away from Richards until November 7th, 2030. My question is, who's going to monitor this? And what happens if he accidentally comes within 99.9 yards of her? I mean, do they make a 100-yard tape measure? I mean, I want Denise to be safe and everything, but this distance thing is a little ridiculous, don't you think? Who's monitoring this? How can you tell? It's just crazy. Just stay away. That's the end result here. Just stay far away. Move to New York, Chicago. Here the weather's lovely this time of year. All right, Jackass Johnny Knoxville is married. Got married over the weekend. Tied the knot with his girlfriend, Emily Ting, in a small ceremony in front of family and friends that was officiated by the very strange John Waters, who directed him in the movie A Dirty Shame. Now, rumors say none of Johnny's Jackass castmates were present because he locked them in a fully filled port-a-john rigged with explosives in case they tried to escape to ruin his wedding. There are two things Tom Cruise should never do. Number one, we know, is jump on Oprah's couch. And number two is dance. Yeah, Tom was caught vibing at a party honoring Debbie Allen, who will receive an honorary Oscar at the Governor's Awards. Wasn't a good look for the cruiser. It's got to stop. Any man over 35. Once your waist is bigger than your pants length, you got to stop dancing, fellas. Receding hairline? Got to go. Stop dancing. Not a good look. But what the hell are the Governor's Awards? I haven't done an inventory of how many award shows there are, but I can assure you, we don't need the Governor's Awards. I suspect that Debbie Allen, she created these awards just so she could honor herself. That's what I think. But as you guys know, I'm a bit deranged. Kim Kardashian is all distraught because she failed the bar exam. Kim said she's done nothing but study to be a mom for the last 6 months leading up to the exam. She did fail to mention that she was also shooting a TV show called All's Fair. Do you think that might have had something to do with it, Kim? Britney Spears shared a video over the weekend on Instagram of her having a sleepover. Yes, but it was with girlfriends. No men were involved in this, which means Britney's still single, and it's been 269 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Oh, we start this one off today with a dating dilemma from Gwen T. in York, Pennsylvania. And she says, I've been dating this guy for a couple of weeks, and we're getting along great. Is it too early to invite him to my family's house for Thanksgiving? Well, you got to use the no-pressure approach, Gwen. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I know we've been seeing each other for just a couple of weeks, and it might be too soon, but you're more than welcome to come to my family's house for Thanksgiving if you want to. Let him decide. But if he declines, you do not hold it against him, because it is a little early. But you at least want to throw it out there. Common courtesy. Molly H., Stevens Point, Wisconsin. She says, is it possible for two humans having sex to get stuck like two dogs? Oh, Molly, I think you just like for him to pull my middle leg, don't you?
Push, push, in the bush.
Yes. Yes, it is possible, Molly. Believe it or not, it's extremely rare, but it can happen where a doctor is needed to separate a couple. This phenomenon is called penis captivus. Penis captivus.
What the hell kind of joke's that?
Not a joke. You can Google it. And if I'm lying, I'll donate one of my three gonads to the guy who lost one of his during the protests, okay?
That's just about enough of that.
John B., Fort Myers, Florida. Are you familiar with the comedian Quinn Dale? I wasn't until Fleabag sent me a link last week. He's the guy who does insult humor, mainly against black people, and he's very funny. He really is. And I'm kicking it around. Should we play him on the Mojo's Fuggin' Funny? I got to listen to more of his stuff, to be honest with you. What I've heard has cracked me up, though. But after I heard him, I thought, you know what? We'll know when this country is healed when white people can comfortably make fun of black people again without feeling guilty or have fear of getting murdered. Now, I think you have to respect not using the derogatory descriptions for all races, not just black people, everybody. Talking about common courtesy. But when it comes to how they dress, act, speak, look, their personal traits, all of it should be on the table, just like it is for white people. They have no problems even using the derogatory stuff on a crowd. But we got to start someplace. But I think if you make fun of how they dress, act, look, and how their personal traits are, I think you're fine with that. But here's the real kicker. When GM brings back the Pontiac, then we'll know America is healed. I always found it kind of curious that GM discontinued the Pontiac brand when Obama became president. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go talk to your papa. All right, Tally K., Brownsville, Texas. I saw on your blog that Led Zeppelin is your favorite band of all time. Mine too. How would you rank their albums? Oh, we get to do a little Led Zeppelin talk here. You know, the thing about Led Zeppelin is this. You know, after John Bonham died, they broke up back in 1980. And since 1980, over the last 45 years, they have repackaged, remastered, and re-remastered their old catalog so many times I can't keep up with it. So I'm only going to do 1969 to 1980, okay, when Bonham was alive. I would rank Led Zeppelin 2 as their best. I know the best-selling was Led Zeppelin 4, which I have at number 2. Number three, Houses of the Holy, because it was the first album I ever bought. Led Zeppelin 1. At number four, I would take Physical Graffiti, probably at number five. Led Zeppelin 3, Presence, and In Through the Outdoor. And the live album, The Song Remains the Same. It was good. It was good, but I just, you know, if you're looking for something live from Led Zeppelin, they did a tribute to their former manager back in 2007, I think it was. And that's the one you want to look for. Celebration Day. That's a good live. Not only does it have the DVD and the Blu-ray, it also has the CDs. All good stuff. All right, Miles U, Toluca Lake, California, on Radio Wars. How can you judge a station's overall performance by 1 hour of music? Isn't it possible for a station to have an off hour? Not if it's one of my radio stations. Ah, pardon me. I'm going to need a little drinky poo here. Yes, a little drink to make me think. It's not Fireball today, folks. It's sparkling ice. God, I love the sparkling ice, too. But here's the deal. The way I look at it is, if a program director does his job and ensures all 168 hours a week are representative of what the station stands for musically, they shouldn't have to worry about it. Now, as far as Radio Wars go, we only choose an hour between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 6 hours of key day part programming. And I'll tell you what, if they're not on point for these 6 hours, they're going to die on the vine anyway. They would have never gotten into the contest to begin with, all right? But check it out. Follow it on the blog, like I said before, ratsasspodcast.com on the blog. All right, here's today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email telling me what you like and what you hate about the Rat's Ass Podcast. Denise W., Tampa, Florida. She said, I can listen and learn about men without getting turned off. Well, good. I'm glad you feel that way, Denise. That's the way we kind of want to approach this thing, is that it's female-friendly. You get to find out how nuts we are as gentlemen and as men, and hopefully it doesn't turn you off. So, yeah, you hit it right out of the park in what we're looking for here. What she hates is the women who write in are either disgusting or they're the only women you put on the podcast. No, we put everybody on. I mean, come on. The first email we did, who was it, from Gwen in York, Pennsylvania, about inviting her boyfriend to Thanksgiving? Come on, that wasn't disgusting. I mean, we put it all out there. You're just hearing the ones that are. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. You might want to make some recommendations for him, too, to kind of stump me musically with these TikTok things. Maybe you find one that's really hard, but I'm telling you, doo-wop to hip-hop, you're not going to stump me. Not going to do it, you're just not going to do it.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, we are playing the mystery voice today. Did you figure out who this is?
I don't want to be this character anymore.
If you said Jim Carrey...
Yeah, baby!
Congratulations, yeah. Correctamundo. You got it right. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I gotta go, guys. Gotta split. Gotta go see a guy who knows a guy about turning eggs into grenades. It's that time of year again. But I do have one more thing for you. Would you believe people who spend more time helping or spending money on others tend to be less stressed, happier? And they say they tend to lead longer lives.
That means you're going to die young then.
Alexa, how old did I tell you I was?
You're old enough to know better, but too young to resist.
That's right, so you can't make a comment like that, because how old am I?
You're old enough to know better, but too young to resist.
That is right, and that's what we'll always say. When somebody asks my age, that's my response. What is it?
You're old enough to know better, but too young to resist.
Okay. You got it. Now, for everybody else, if you're super stressed right now and looking for relief, please feel free to send a check in any amount to 1313 Mockingbird Lane, Hollywood, 90028. I'm all about making people feel good about themselves. So send me that money. Feel good about yourself. And Alexa, here's your muzzle. Take that. Oh, hey, good. We've got the joke line. Rat's Ass Podcast, go.
How do you sleep at night knowing people don't like you? With no underwear in case they want to kiss my ass.
Welcome to Rat Nation. Yes, I'm done wearing underwear to sleep at night. Perry Smith, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Tanya Martinez, Oxnard, California. Max Stevenson, Amarillo, Texas. Grady Spears in Yakima, Washington. And Bernice Sothersby in Branson, Missouri. Around the world to listeners in Dublin, Ireland. Also... Let's see. I can't read here. Stockholm, Sweden, and Wellington, New Zealand. Thanks for listening to the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at RatsAssPodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out RatsAssPodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to podcasts, rock out on Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog that's loaded with hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify. And connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Thursday, November 20th. Take care of each other, and thanks for stopping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and RatsAssPodcast.com. RatsAssPodcast.com.